Good morning. What beautiful faces. Yes. Okay, the story I'm going to tell you today is, of course, a story from the Bible. We're here in church, and we have some lessons to learn from what Jesus has taught us, right? And so Jesus was walking along the Lake of Galilee, and he saw some promising people. And he said, you know what? I think I could use them. They can be my helpers, too. I get helpers in Sabbath school all the time, right? I get helpers even right now. And so Jesus saw, who were they? Were they walking beside the lake? What were they doing?
They were fishing.
They were fishing. Were they fishermen then? If they were fishing, they were fishermen. Do you like to fish? Has anybody done any fishing? Nobody's done any. Have you done some fishing? When you were camping, you went fishing? Some of us have gone fishing when we were younger. Did you go fishing too? Well, you know what? Sometimes we even pretend fishing. See a picture of here? There's this little boy. He has his stick and he has a string. And maybe he's sitting down in the stream behind the back of his house. What is he doing? Is he really fishing?
Yeah. He's pretending going fishing.
He's pretending going fishing. Do you think we can pretend being fishermen?
Yeah.
Yes, we can. You know, we start when we were small. Do you know how I started? By pretending. I was pretending that I was in Sabbath school. And I brought all my dolls and stuffed animals, and I sat there, and I was their teacher. And I pretended that I was preaching to them. That's kind of like fishing, isn't it? Didn't Jesus ask us to be fishers of
men?
Men, that's right. And sometimes when we catch fish, we get them one at a time. When you have a fishing pole, do you get lots of fish at a time, or... One at a time. That's right. And so maybe when we grow a little bit older, Dad has taught us to fish, and we get to go out in the boat, out in not just the river behind our house or lake, but out in the ocean, the big fishing.
That's a swordfish.
A swordfish. Now, do you think it's easy to catch a swordfish? Does it take a lot of fighting? Does he pull on you and you pull on him? You know, it's kind of like when we go fishing for people and we say, Daddy, will you come to church with us? And he goes, no, I don't believe that. I'm not coming today. And you go, oh, come on, Dad. Is that him pulling back and you pulling? You are. And do you know what? Jesus said that before he left for heaven, he was going to give us a helper. Do you know who that helper is called? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Do you know why? We might have the fishing pole. We might have the lure, the shiny lure or the bait that might help bring them in. But who is the person who actually helps them? The Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that works on the heart of the person. Did you know that? When we give our hearts to Jesus, it's a heart thing. You can feel the tugging of a heart. Some people say, I feel like I really need to do something, but I don't know what it is I need to do. And it's Jesus talking to them and saying, won't you give your heart to me? And do you know, we all have decisions to make. We have a mind. Jesus gave us a mind that we can decide whether we are going to listen to Jesus pulling on our hearts. Are we going to listen to him? Or are we going to say, no, not today. I don't think so. But you know, if you keep praying, he won't stop. He'll say, Nathan here, Jonathan here, Layla here. They're all praying, and I'm not going to stop either. And then there's people who decide they don't want to just catch one fish. They're going to catch lots of fish. What do you use to catch lots of fish? Is it one fishing pole?
You bring a net.
You bring a net, don't you? You think that by throwing a net out, you can catch a lot more fish than just one at a time? So what do you think you can do to help catch people with a big net?
You can take them to church with you.
You can take them to church with you. I think there's something coming up this summer also that I might think that Linda might start asking people to do. What do you think that might be?
Vacation Bible school.
Vacation Bible school. Do you think it's like fishing with a big net? Are there a lot of people out there that you're telling about Jesus? There's a lot of people out there, that's right. It's like catching them in a big net. Now, there are some people that they think really big. This is a net for maybe catching enough for a vacation Bible school or feeding a family like you see in Southeast Asia. This is what I grew up seeing when I went to the beach. People were trying to fish for their families, and they just had a fish net that they would throw out there, and they would pull in, and sometimes they would get a few, sometimes they would get a lot. But there are certain people... Ooh, that's a lot of fish. What is that? Is this a commercial fisherman? What kind of fish do they get? They use a big boat, and they use a very big net, right? Do you know of anybody who has caught a lot of people at using a big net? What do you think? Have you ever heard of people like the name Billy Graham? Do you know how he caught a lot of fish?
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him. He would go out to a big stadium, and he'd rent a big stadium. Have anybody been to a baseball game or a football game? Is that a big place? Your sister has? That's a lot of people who fill that stadium. And he's preaching to thousands of people. Do you think there's thousands of fish in this net? Yes. He's only one person. Who's doing all the work? Who's doing the work? Is it just him? He has some helpers, just like at this fishing trawler. He's got a helpers, fishermen out there helping him do the work. Who's doing the work of touching the heart? God is, that's right. God is the one who is helping. Now, how do we connect with God?
By praying.
By praying, that's right. And I heard of a story of a church called the Ely Church in England. In front of the church in England, of Ely Church, the Cathedral Ely, somebody put a big net out there. He said, I'm done with fishing for fish. I want to remind people that they need to leave their nets and ask forgiveness and pray. And he's put a net out there. Do you think this net is full of yarn? Of people dropping by with their prayers and saying, I want my prayers to be here too. To let people know that my prayer is there. And by a lot of prayers, do you think Jesus is answering them? Jesus is answering a lot of our prayers, and he's working on the hearts. And what you're going to see in front of our church that I put up this morning, and a lot of you have already participated, you've put your prayer yarn up there. So I invite all those after church to go out there and put their prayer yarn up on our net also. And remember that we need to connect with Jesus every day, don't we? You know, today we're also collecting an offering for Christian education, and that we have the opportunity still in this country to teach the Bible in our schools, and that's a good thing. Can we ask Jesus to bless our offering that we collect today for Christian education? Let's fold our hands and close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you that we still have the opportunity to witness to the boys and girls about your love, your grace, and that you came here to save all of us. We just need to respond to the tugging of our hearts and say yes. Thank you, dear Jesus. Amen.